Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode of Life Project Podcast here in Unica Radio. Today we have a very special guest. She was one of the volunteers for Life Project for 1 year. Well, she recently finished her project. Now she's back in her country, so she's gonna share with us her experience, her thoughts, and her story about her volunteering project. She is Pauline. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Marina.
I'm so happy to be the one now who make the questions to you.
Yeah, me too. It's really weird to be on this side of the podcast as a guest.
Okay, so for the ones who don't know you, you can tell a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Why? How old are you? And those kind of things.
Yes, of course. So my name is Pauline. I'm from Belgium and I'm 25 years old. Already after high school, I really wanted to go and travel. So I went for 1 year in Australia doing a working holiday visa, working in different restaurants and bars and also in farms doing fruit picking. And then I went to Indonesia for a while. I came back to Belgium. I worked in Malta as a waitress for a while. Then I went to Japan. And then I came back to Belgium and I started university. For my bachelor's degree, I studied social sciences. So it was divided in political science, sociology, and communication science. And I really, really liked my bachelor's degree for different reasons. I really enjoyed studying like in sociology, more the different like equality of chances, discriminations, political sciences. I really enjoyed also knowing more about Europe, and communication science was also really interesting. And then I went on and I studied a master's degree in conflict and development studies in another Belgian city called Ghent, which was basically political science, political anthropology. During my studies, I was always doing different things at the same time. At the same time, I always had student job. I worked as a research assistant for a while for one of my previous professors. And I also started an organization called Ask for Angela Belgium, which exists in different countries already. But in Belgium, we decided to implement it as well. And it's an initiative that aims to prevent harassment and assault in nightlife or in festive environments in general. After I finished my studies, that I wanted to go and travel again, but that I wanted to acquire a real work experience. I will explain later how everything came.
Okay, thank you so much. What was your project about here in Cagliari?
I went to Cagliari, so I did the European Solidarity Corps. So I was looking at different opportunities, and then I had the interview to come to Cagliari with the president of TDM 2000, which is the organization in Cagliari for which I was volunteering and for which Marina is also volunteering. After the interview, so they told me it would be a project called LIFE, Promoting Volunteering and Human Rights. So as you can guess, the aim of the project is to promote volunteering and human rights through different ways. So we did it through digital platforms such as social media content, such as Instagram posts on volunteering and human rights, TikToks, blog posts. We are also doing so these very podcasts for the University of Cagliari. We're also sometimes writing newspaper articles. So there is the whole digital part. And then we also went to some schools to talk about our experience, to talk about different European opportunities, the importance of being active, and talk about whether it's about volunteering abroad or locally in Cagliari. So that was our volunteers project.
And were you doing more things apart of the project that you applied for?
Yeah. So at first, I was mainly doing that project. Really fast when I arrived, we had an event called Connessioni, which is a networking event for youth work organization and youth. So for that, I was more doing logistics and media. So I was taking a lot of videos, preparing LinkedIn posts and so on, and also helping with logistics, like sorting out flags and so on. And then afterwards, it was really pretty much the LIFE project. And I expressed my interest in doing research. I said I really wanted to do research. So they involved me. As soon as I said that, I was involved in three different projects and I really enjoyed it. So I was doing desk research. I started to do like research on good practices in social enterprises in Italy, also in educative games and in consent education. That's what I was doing at first. And then in February, I did some focus groups for the project called You Play on educative games. So I did some focus groups and I also did a lot of multiplier events for different projects. So I was facilitating workshops on storytelling and on sustainable development, but related to social enterprises. So I was mainly helping with that. And then I said a few times I wanted to learn how to manage projects, that I wanted to learn more about project management. And then the organization, I was lucky enough to be involved in a project called Changemakers for European Democracy, which aims to promote the next European Parliament elections and also to empower European democracy, increase active citizenship. And I was lucky enough to be involved in that project and to manage the internal communication between, so we were seven NGOs from seven different countries. So manage the internal communication, develop some strategic plans. I did like the planning and launching of the starting phase. Also the partners came to Cagliari. So then I was also, for example, also taking minutes, preparing tote bags. So it was really anything that was needed for the project. And I was really lucky to learn so much.
Yeah, it's so nice that you had the opportunity to try many things and see what you like the most. And yeah, it's a great opportunity. Okay, thank you so much, Pauline. Now we will have a small music break. We will be right back very soon. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here again with Pauline. And this time I would like to ask you, what would you highlight from this year of volunteering? What has been your biggest learning or the things that have meant the most for you?
There are so many things that it's really hard to choose.
Yeah.
I think like one of the highlights, so outside of everything I've learned, I feel like I was super lucky to learn a lot of things and to discover also new, like I never thought I would necessarily facilitate workshops, or because also like in the summer I did a lot of that, and I would never think that it's something I would necessarily really, really enjoy, and it's something I enjoyed. So I think one of the highlights was that because I had the opportunity to try out so many different things, I could really understand the things I like and the things I don't like. And it also changed my career perspective compared to how I was thinking before. So that completely changed, and I realized that I really, really liked what I was doing there, and I could really understand what I liked and what I didn't. I think one of the highlights was really to try out different things, to acquire new competences and to keep on improving myself all the time on different things. I think I really enjoyed the people I was with, so the volunteers. Yeah, like it was really going well between us. We had a good atmosphere at the house with the volunteers. That was really nice. I think we also understood, because you know, like you can work together and then live together, but we also understood each other's personal space, but we also spent time together. I really enjoyed the atmosphere at the office. Like there was always someone to make a joke, or we would always have a coffee all together. That was really nice. There was a really good atmosphere. So I think, the highlights are really all the things I discovered, like about myself, about work, but also about myself personally, and then the people I've met.
Yes, I totally agree with you. So it sounds very nice what you are saying. And of course, it seems that you had a very nice time during this volunteering project. But is there any moment of difficulty during your time here? Any obstacles or any problems that you had to solve?
Yeah, so even though I went abroad when I was 18 for 2 years, I think this time was much harder at first, even though Sardinia is way closer than Australia. I feel like the older you become, the more the relationships you make are, the more meaningful they are, and the harder it is to leave a certain place. So that's the thing, is that when I arrived in Cagliari, I was really sad, I think, to leave Belgium, because like I had really, really good friends. I was actually really happy In many different ways, but I also wanted to go abroad, and I think it was much harder to fit in at first. I also feel that maybe I didn't have that when I was 18, or I would really be friends with everyone, but maybe you become more selective, or it takes longer to actually create a friendship. But then when you have a friendship, I think it's more meaningful, but it takes more time. So I think I felt really lonely at first. And even though I met a lot of people really fast and I was always surrounded by a lot of friends, I felt quite lonely. So I think that was an obstacle, and it took me a while before I really felt at home. So that was an obstacle, definitely. And then I think the language was an obstacle at first. After a while, I learned how to speak Italian and it was much easier. But I think as long as I couldn't really speak Italian, I felt like, for example, I was with my friends, I couldn't really understand what was going on. But I also, or I didn't want to tell people to speak in English because I felt like I have to learn Italian, but I didn't always feel like I really fit in because of the language barrier. And then regarding work, like, I don't know, I mean, I really enjoyed learning a lot of different things. Of course, sometimes it was a bit complicated and a bit overwhelming, but then it was also because I asked for it. Like, mm-hmm. I was the one asking to learn about project management. I was the one saying I want to do this and this and this. And then maybe at some point I realized that, okay, I'm doing too much, but I also cannot. So I think over the summer I had a hard time at some point. I felt a bit overwhelmed. I also talked about it with a few people and it was better afterwards. So yeah, there were a few obstacles. And I think the biggest and the hardest obstacle was to come back to Belgium. And that's the thing that I was saying, is that even though it was much easier, for example, to go to Australia, it was also much easier to leave it. While here, I was leaving an office with colleagues who I really appreciated a lot. I was leaving a job that I really enjoyed. And the more I stayed, the more I learned to enjoy it. So yeah, at first, really hard to feel like at home. And then at the end, really hard to come back home and to leave the environment that was actually my new home.
Now we will have another small break and we will be right back very soon. Welcome back. Now we will proceed with more questions for Pauline. In this case, the last question, and it's about, would you recommend this experience to other people? And what advice would you give to people who are thinking to do a similar project or another volunteering project?
Recommending it to someone, definitely. I think it's an amazing experience. And it's also, I would say that, for example, even if you're scared to go abroad, you can always leave. Like, it's not like because you go there that you have to stay. You can always leave. It's a shame, of course, because you can only do it once, at least if you do the long-term part. But yeah, I would definitely recommend going. As an advice, I would say I've met a lot of people because we had like two meetings with other volunteers in Italy. And I feel that people think that they go abroad and that's it. And they don't see further than that. And they don't think about the fact that you're still the same person abroad. So if you don't like to live in a small village in your home country, probably you will not necessarily like to live in a village with only 100 inhabitants in another country. And I feel like a lot of people don't take that into consideration. And I think it's really important when you go abroad to also really look at the job that you're going to do, like to see if you're going to enjoy your project, because this is like you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. So you have to enjoy it. Really understand how the organization works, like ask questions when you have an interview, always ask questions about other possibilities you may have, yeah, about how the job is, how it works. And I would say to choose the project and not the country, because mm-hmm. I think the most important thing is to like the NGO, the organization you're with, to like the project more than the country. I mean, of course, for example, I went to Sardinia. I'm not going to lie, it was a big bonus, but I didn't choose Sardinia to go to Sardinia. I chose Sardinia because when I had the interview, it seemed like the most interesting and the place where I could learn the most and grow the most. And the fact that it was in Sardinia was a huge bonus, but I wouldn't have gone if I wasn't interested in the project. Or in the organization in general. So I think that's really important. And I would say if you are scared to go abroad or you're not sure, you can also do short-term projects. You can do, so that's from 2 weeks to 2 months as an individual. You can go, you can check on the European Youth Portal and you will see all the different opportunities. You can also go as a team volunteer. So that's, you go with like a team of like 10 or 20 people mm-hmm. to a country for like 3 weeks to 1 month. And every time you don't really have to organize anything. You know, the NGO is organizing everything for you. They pay you back, like you get accommodation, food allowance, pocket money, plane tickets. They either buy it for you or you buy it and they reimburse you. Like everything is really easy. So I would really recommend going. I think it's an incredible experience. It's an amazing opportunity that we have to be able to do that project. Yeah. So I would really use it.
I totally agree with you. So, okay, thank you very much, Pauline, to share your experience and your thoughts and your advices. It was a really pleasure to have you here and to be the one who interviews you. We miss you a lot.
Thank you, Marina. It was so nice to be here. It was so strange to be on the other side.
You know, I know.
For once, on the guest side, but I was really happy to be here and I miss you too. I really miss Cagliari. I miss everyone. Yeah.
I know, it was really enriching to have you here and very inspiring. So yes, we are missing you a lot. So that was all. Thank you very much. And thank you everyone for listening to this episode. And well, see you soon for another episode on Life Project in Unica Radio. Ciao.
Thank you, Marina. Ciao.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.